This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy. 98FM.
If you log on to our Facebook page right now at facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D, you will see an advert that has appeared online today. It was highlighted to us by one of our listeners from a landlord advertising a property for rent in West Dublin. And the ad basically says, two rooms available, males or married couples, male and female only. In other words, this landlord doesn't want same-sex couples, even if they are married. Now, we called him off-air today, earlier on today. Our Katie called him and he said, I don't want same-sex couples in my room. It's my home and my choice. And we contacted him just moments ago to notify him that this is being discussed on 98FM. And he said, no comment, doesn't want to discuss it, end of. But if you want to see the ad, you can have a look at our Facebook page, facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D, if you want to have a look at this. And the question that we're asking is this. Has a landlord a right to say no to same-sex couples, bearing in mind that he is from time to time, according to the advert, he is from time to time an owner-occupier? In other words, the advert actually says that he is in the house from time to time. It's described as owner-occupied. It says, I'm the house owner and will not stay in the house all the time as I am travelling with my family. But the point being, he will stay in the house some of the time. Has he a right to say no? 6797981 is our telephone number. Text or WhatsApp us 0877 989898. 0877 989898. Paddy, you're on Dublin's 98FM. How are you, Paddy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm grand, thank you, Paddy.
Good.
Paddy,
good.
You think this landlord is well within his rights?
He's 100% right. 100% right. It's his home. He can decide who he lets it to. He doesn't have to answer to anybody. It's his home. And why should he have to answer to anyone else? Who he left his house to.
Because it is blatant discrimination, is it not?
Gosh, it's discrimination about everything. You can't say anything around that anymore because you're discriminating against anybody. He has kids in the house. He obviously doesn't think it's right for gay couples. Now, I personally don't have a problem with it, but I wouldn't have them in my house.
You wouldn't have them in your house?
Not at all, no.
Why not?
Because I don't think it's the normal. You know, like, I mean, I don't have a problem with it. I mean,
you're a bit of a hypocrite now, Paddy. You're saying on the one hand, I don't have a problem with it, but I don't think it's normal. But I don't think it's normal.
Yeah, well, if you're
I mean, listen to what you said, Paddy, now. I've no problem with it, but I don't think it's normal.
No, I don't think it's 100% normal. I don't think it's the right thing to be teaching kids. Next week, we'll be teaching kids. I think, I mean, is it politically correct or wrong to say, is it right or wrong? Don't know if it is or not. But I don't like my kids being brought up like that. I don't think you have to encourage that, you know. And like I heard someone in the conversation there last week, and someone was saying, Mammy, Daddy, and they were talking, said, look, it's okay, oh, we want to marry you, Mammy. He said, no, it's okay to marry a man or a woman. Don't teach kids like that.
What do you mean, don't teach kids like that?
They don't teach them to either marry a man or a woman. You teach them to do their own thing. It's not, you don't breathe it into them.
Nobody's talking about breathing anything into anybody. This is about discrimination. The fact is that we have equality in this country.
Yes, we have.
That gay couples are treated exactly the same way by law as every other couple. Okay?
Yeah, you're taking out the rules that he can't decide who he left in his house or not. Of course he can.
On the basis of their on the basis of their sexual orientation.
It doesn't matter what reason he has. But he has the right to stop. If he doesn't want people in the house, he doesn't want them in the house.
Hero, what would you say to that? He has a right to decide who he wants in his house and who he doesn't.
Yeah, but yes, Adrian, I totally agree. He has the right, you know, to because at the end of the day, he's the owner of the house. But as Paddy is saying, like, you know, he has kids around. So what, he's not taking his kids outside house when he sees gay couples kissing on streets or somewhere else? What does he do then?
Paddy, it's not like you can hide your children away from the fact that there are gay people in the world.
No, you can't. And I agree with you 100%. You can't hide it away from it. It is what it is. But you don't put your kids in the firing line for it. You let them learn and do them around you.
Hang on for 1 second. You don't want them in the firing line for it.
You don't want to see them.
That makes it sound like it's something wrong or something awful or something hideous.
There's probably not something wrong with it. I'm not saying there's something wrong with it.
But you don't want your children in the firing line.
No, I don't want them in the firing line.
Are you listening to what you're saying?
But obviously you think it's normal. I don't think it's normal.
But you don't have a problem with it. I'm going to remind you what you said.
But that's insane. I don't have a problem with it, but I don't think it's 100% normal.
That's a totally hypocrisy. First he says he has no problem.
That's exactly my point, yes.
I don't have a problem with it, but I won't introduce my kids to it.
You won't introduce your kids to the fact that we have gay couples in society?
No, I won't bring them to home. I won't introduce that. It's okay to do. I won't do that.
But
you don't have a problem with it?
I personally don't. My own personal opinion. I don't care anyone's gay. It's up to themselves. I'm just saying, I don't introduce my kids to it. Let them decide themselves when they get older what they want. And they have got a problem with it, fine.
All right, stay there for 1 second. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text or WhatsApp us on 0877 989898. 0877 989898. Anthony, why are you fuming?
Well, let's see. What this landlord is doing is illegal under the law. He's not allowed to do this under the Equal Status Act.
Yeah, I know, but it's not preventing him doing it.
Change that guy, Paddy, sounds like a homophobic scumbag, just like this landlord. Get him off the radio.
No, I won't get him off the radio just because you tell me to get him off the radio, Anthony.
It's just a suggestion.
Right.
A suggestion.
The fact of the matter is that whether you like it or not, this man is entitled to his opinion, even if it might be a bit unpalatable to you. But the point that he is making is, in his home, he's entitled to have who he wants in his home.
Not under the law. It's illegal.
Well, there you are, Paddy. It's illegal to discriminate against somebody based on their sexuality, which it is, in fairness. Are you still there, Paddy?
Yeah, but I think you have the right to pick and choose who you let in your home.
Under the law.
Why do we stop taking the rights away from people? You know, you have to have your own choice here. You have to be able to pick and choose who you bring in your own home. Without being, and by the way, because you say you don't want them in your home, he's been discriminated against then. He has the right to choose, pick and choose who he wants in his home.
Okay, and that's your bottom line. He has
that's
a right to pick and choose,
pick and choose
who he has in his home.
Absolutely.
And does it make a difference to you that he is an owner-occupier, that he will be there from time to time?
Well, I mean, he is there from time to time, and obviously he's saying that he travels with his family, you know? And, like, I mean, he does be there. I mean, look, it's very dodgy water, you know what I mean? It's kind of, me personally, I wouldn't have it in my home.
You wouldn't have it in your home?
Yeah, I kind of contradict myself as well, because I really don't have a problem with anyone being gay one way or the other.
But you clearly do, Paddy.
No,
you
I
clearly
really don't.
Do. This is the most bizarre part of your conversation,
no,
is that
I
you're
don't.
Saying, I don't have a problem with this. I just don't want it in my home.
No, you see, you're missing the point of what I'm saying. If I was living in my home on my own, I probably wouldn't have a problem with it. But when wearing kids and wearing a family in the house, I would like to
Hang on for 1 second. You put on Coronation Street and you see gay couples. You walk around Stephen's Green, as I did the other day, and you see gay couples holding hands. What are you doing? Cover your children's eyes.
Don't be silly. I really cover your children's eyes. I'm talking about in your home, you have the right to pick and choose who you want your home ready. You want someone straight or you want someone gay. That's totally up to you.
All right, stay there for 1 second. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text or WhatsApp us on 0877 989898. 0877 989898. Mick, you're on Dublin's 98 FM. How are you, Mick?
A couple of things there. The Anthony there is right. There it is a discriminatory behaviour. But I also think this landlord is living in the dark, draconian times. Or he must be a religious nut job in some case, because he obviously has a problem with homosexuality. Or another thing, he might be gay himself, but he's probably still in the closet, if you know what I mean.
Well, he says he's travelling with his family. I don't know if he's a closet gay or whatever, but that's kind of neither here nor there. Do you think, and this is the fundamental point that Paddy is making, that a landlord has a right to decide who he or she has in their home?
I do think it's illegal, but what the landlord is doing. But like I say, if I was a landlord, I would, as long as they're paying rent, it doesn't matter if they're gay, straight, or anything like that. But I do think he's probably has major issues towards the gay community. If
well, no, this man does. We rang this man earlier on. Well, our Katie rang this man earlier on, and she claimed to be in a same-sex relationship, and he basically said, no, no, no. I've an issue with it. He just would not have a same-sex couple in his home. Now, a lot of people believe that he has a right to make that decision, even if it is discrimination against the gay community. This man, who may be from time to time an owner-occupier, has a right to say, no, I don't want same-sex couples in my place.
Well, unfortunately, in a way, he's right as well. But does he realise what he's doing is illegal? And then he could end up getting taken to court over it and get sued. That's where he's got to think about that now, if you know what I mean. But
well, okay, stay there for 1 second. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text or WhatsApp the program 0877 989898. 0877 989898. The question we're asking is, it's quite simple, really. Should or does the landlord... Now, obviously, it is against the law to discriminate against somebody based on their sexual orientation. But this landlord is. You can see a copy of this advert on our Facebook page at facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. This is an advertisement for rooms to let in a house in West Dublin. It says the property is owner-occupied. They will accept male, single male, or a male-female couple, but no more than that, okay? So a male on his own or a male-female couple. So it says males or married couples, male and female only. When approached about this by 98FM, the landlord said, well, no, I don't want same-sex couples. That's exactly what he told us on the phone. And he was supposedly talking to somebody who was in a same-sex relationship. Claire, you're on 98FM. How are you, Claire?
Hiya.
Now, Claire, what did you want to say on this?
I just think that if the ad had said something like no foreigners or no Protestants, it's just, one, it is illegal, but two, it's just ridiculous. You know, to say that you don't want gay people in your house to have it in front of your children, for one, that's not going to turn your child gay.
And it's one of the most ridiculous expressions. You don't want... I mean, Paddy, you did say, I don't want my children exposed to it.
Well, maybe they were the wrong words, but I don't think that's the norm, because I don't think it's normal.
But do you have a television?
Of course I have a television.
Yeah, well, it's on the telly all the time.
But, you're missing the point of what I'm saying here.
Well,
this is your man's home.
You
it's a family home.
And
he can choose
TV.
Who he likes to put in his home. And I would choose the same if that was done to me. Now, maybe what is illegal and discrimination. Maybe it is. But I just don't see why the big deal is. If he has a choice to he wants his home, he should be allowed to do that.
So if the ad said no foreigners, would you agree?
No, I wouldn't agree.
But it's okay for the ad. Now, the ad doesn't quite say no gays, but it's not far from saying no gays.
When we
rang this landlord, he made it quite clear on the phone that he doesn't want gay people.
It doesn't actually say no gays, does
no,
it?
No, the ad doesn't say no gays, no. The ad says, I'll read exactly what it says, I have it here in front of me. The ad says a single male or a male-female couple, because he's got two rooms for rent. He's a single room for $350 a month and a double room for $550 a month. He won't he'll take a single male only for the single room and then a man-woman couple for the double room. But when approached and when we spoke to him on the phone earlier on, he specifically said he does not want same-sex couples.
And is it illegal what you're doing?
And admitted it again 15 minutes ago to us on the phone.
Is it illegal what you're doing?
I believe it is.
It's discrimination.
It may be discrimination.
I believe it is against the law to... I believe it is against the law to discriminate against anybody in any circumstances in the provision of a service, and he's providing a service, which is renting property, based on their gender and based on their sexual orientation. It is against the law.
But it's bizarre that he doesn't even want females.
He doesn't want a single female either. Yeah. The ad specifically says that he doesn't want a single female, that he wants an opposite sex couple or men. Or
Great,
man, a man.
Here, yeah.
All right, go on. Good luck, Paddy. 6797981 is our telephone number. Jay, you're on 98 FM. How are you, Jay?
Not too bad. Adrian, when have we lost the why can we not choose who we have in our home? Why can this man not choose who he has in his home?
Because it is against the law to discriminate against somebody on the basis of a service that you're providing.
Well, Adrian, we must remember, not everybody voted yes in that.
I know not everybody voted yes. I'm aware that not everybody voted yes. In fact, if you want the precise figures, 62% voted no, 37.93%, nearly 38% voted, the other way around, 62% voted no, 37.93% voted no. Sorry, did I even say that right? Yeah, whatever. Yes was 62%, no was 37.9%. But Jay's basically saying that he should have a right, and then we lost him off the line, so we'll try and get him back in a second. I'd love to hear from you on this on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp us 0877 98 98 98. Now, Jay is right. In the same-sex referendum, in the marriage equality referendum, which is what it's called, 37.93% voted no, but 62.07% did vote yes. So, you know, the people who voted no are very much in a minority. He's saying that we have a right to say no to whoever we want to let into our homes. Now, when you're renting out your home, you are providing a service. Anyway, we'll come back to it in a second. Jeremy's here with messages coming in on text message, on WhatsApp and on social media.
Alison says, the reaction to this is very strange, lads. If this was a hotel that was banning a gay couple from staying there, there'd be uproar. So what is the difference?
It's a very good question. And there would be. There would be absolute uproar.
It's a big difference.
How is the difference? Because you're providing a service. The service you're providing is renting property.
But you're living in the house. This even you said it, Adrian, when you found out that the landlord is an owner-occupier. The landlord lives in the house, okay?
No, what I said was that might change the discussion.
No, but he lives in the house,
not
okay?
Not all the time.
Okay, and he's not gay au fait. He's not accepting of gay couples. Is that not a right? Does everybody have to accept? No, I accept homosexuality, you accept it. But does everybody have to accept it? Does everybody in the world have to be told you should be accepting of gay people and that's it? You shouldn't have an opinion of your own and that's it.
We live in a country where people by law are treated equally.
I agree with you.
So, okay, argue your way out of that one. People should be treated equally. End of.
Okay, but then Adrian, would you rent out a room in your house to an ex-con, a prisoner?
Wouldn't be in a mad rush to.
Okay, someone who
depending on the person.
Someone who just did 10 years for armed robbery.
Depends on the person.
No, depend. Did you really say that? No, honest question. You're renting out a room.
There's nothing in law, by the way, that says you can't discriminate against somebody who's an ex-con. There is something in law that says you can't discriminate against somebody because they're gay.
So there we go. So the only reason you think it's not acceptable is because the law says it. No, I'm asking
you. But it's specifically written into law.
I'm putting you on the spot and I'm asking you personally. You're renting out a room in your house and a man calls around. Yeah, I love that room. For the last 10 years, I was locked up in prison for armed robbery.
No, go away.
What?
Go away. You're not renting my property.
Get off my land, scum. Yeah. That's what's lovely. Clive says, it's 2017. I'm gay and myself and my partner just bought a house at Christmas. The landlords were doing my head in for long enough. He's just someone that needs to enter 2017 and wake up. So Clive has obviously experienced this himself when he was renting premises. Ashling says, it's a horrible outlook to have, but it's better that he's upfront about it rather than finding out that this is his attitude after you start renting. I mean, imagine a gay couple moving into that house to find out that the landlord is homophobic.
It will be horrible, yeah.
What this landlord is doing is illegal under the Equal Status Act, says Kate. Something needs to be done about it. He needs to be named and shamed. Adrian will explain to you why we didn't name and shame him. We do have his name. We have his address. We have his phone number. We have everything. Will you explain to the listeners why we didn't name and shame him?
Because we can't, basically. There's your answer. That's your answer.
We can't. And finally, I'm absolutely disgusted by Adrian's attitude. This man owns the property. He has a right to rent out the property to who he feels fit. Ask Adrian, would he rent out a room to a member of the travelling community? You don't have to answer that question if you don't want to. I assume you would.
Absolutely.
Because it's the law.
Absolutely. You're not allowed to discriminate against somebody based on their ethnicity, on their sex, on their sexual orientation.
That law on age. That law is broken daily.
I agree with you.
That law is broken daily. We have nightclubs that are over 21s. Is it discrimination for a nightclub not to let a 19-year-old in because he's under 21?
Yeah, some people think it is.
Absolutely.
Our telephone number is 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp the programme 0877 98 98 98.
Sorry, just address this text message. Jeremy's armed robbery analogy is stupid. An armed robber is a character issue and has proven that they can't be trusted. Homosexuality isn't a flaw, it's part of your life.
I agree.
Nobody was saying that homosexuality is a flaw.
Armed robber man, would he get a good reference from a former landlord? No. A good reference from a former landlord.
But to that texter, my point completely...
So it is a stupid analogy.
No, it's not. My analogy completely went over your head. I'm talking about judging people on what they are, okay?
Would he be able to get... Would the armed robber have a reference to say he's a great tenant? No, he wouldn't. But from the governor of Mountjoy.
But to you and to that texter, maybe he has turned a new leaf. Maybe he is a nice person now.
Let somebody else take the risk. I wouldn't. Darren, you're on 98FM. How are you, Darren?
How's it going?
Good, thanks, Darren. You're sick of what you call this PC rubbish.
It's everywhere. It's all the time. Before I go any further, I have to say that, firstly, I'm a landlord.
Okay.
And secondly, I have gay tenants. And they've been with me for 10 years.
Very good.
This couple, and they're the best pair of blokes I've ever met. They're the best tenants I've ever had. I never have a bother with them, have a bit of crack with them. They're sound. There's no problems, issues that way whatsoever with me in any way, shape or form.
Okay, but...
I have no problem renting to anybody, no matter where they are, who they are, where they come from in the world. I give everybody the same treatment when they knock on the door, I'd like know any better.
Excellent, very good.
Right, now, but... I am absolutely sick of people jumping on the bandwagon over gay issues on everything, no matter what it is. If somebody doesn't get served in a shop, always cause I'm gay. If somebody doesn't get allowed through a red traffic light, always cause I'm gay. If somebody gets a speeding ticket, always cause I'm gay. This is everything is cause I'm gay. Everything. I don't want it rubbed in my face all the time, everywhere I go, every time I turn on the radio, every time I turn on the television, where I walk down the street. It's rubbed in your face in one way, shape or another. And what everybody else keeps forgetting is everybody's jumping on the bandwagon because of the same things against gay people or gay girls or gay fellas or whatever, and they're jumping on the bandwagon. But then these same people are allowed to turn around and call straight people homophobic and racist and all this, that and the other, because the gay person might have an issue in their head, a gay issue in their head, that they hold against the whole of society.
Okay, all right. Okay, I hear what you're saying, Darren.
For a second, the man who's renting his property has every right, under the rules of right to refuse admission, he's every right to decide who he lets in or out of his property, regardless of law.
Okay,
own home is his own domain.
Okay, and that's all fine, Darren. But he is providing a service. The service the service being the provision of rented accommodation.
Yeah, and he can decide who he does and doesn't want to rent to. He can say, I don't want to rent the students. I don't want to rent the foreign nationals. I don't want to rent the married children, couples. I don't want tenants with children. I don't want tenants with pets. There's 101 different types of tenant that landlords won't want and don't want and advertise that they don't want all the time.
Okay,
but nobody's on the bandwagon. Nobody's on the bandwagon saying, oh, this landlord is discriminating against tenants who have dogs. Or this landlord is discriminating against tenants who have children. Or discriminating against tenants who are married. Nobody's on that bandwagon. Everybody's only on this bandwagon because of this man's advertisement. And nowhere in his advertisement, nowhere does he have any illegal or any
Hang on, Darren, I agree with you that it doesn't specifically say it in the advert, but we rang this man earlier on and he confirmed to us on the phone that he doesn't want gay couples. Doesn't matter what he confirms
to you personally on the phone. What he says in his advertisement is what legally counts. And he hasn't broken any laws in his advertisement. He's allowed to have any preferences for anybody he rents his home to, regardless of sexual orientation, gender, nationality, family or preference, pets, anything. He can decide who is in or out of his house, regardless of what the rest of society thinks, whether or not the rest of society thinks that's okay. And why was this man's advertisement picked out? Because he said he just wanted couples single man.
Well, I'll tell you why.
His advertisement clicked out. If you go on the internet now, you'll find hundreds of advertisements similar to that. You find one to say men only.
Well, okay, hang on, women only. Darren,
you find one to say no couples.
Darren, take a tablet, will you? Relax, are they discriminating against couples? Okay,
are they discriminating? Somebody will turn around then and say, "Oh, that's discrimination against gay couples."
Okay, Darren, you're wound up like a clock here. Will you relax?
Yeah, because I'm sick of listening to this crap on the bandwagon all the time. It's all the time.
Okay.
Any excuse
firstly,
whatsoever.
First things first.
To turn it into a gay issue.
First
it's
things
being
first.
Milked.
I wouldn't have even seen this advert. Only two different listeners brought it to our attention today. Two different people.
I bet you €100 on each of both of them persons. Two to one that both of them is gay. And the both of them looked at that ad and went, "Oh, that ad is like that because we're gay. They don't want us gay people." But so what if the ad said that?
But Darren, the man on the phone...
They took it upon themselves to make a big issue.
Okay, but Darren, the guy on the phone confirmed it.
Get on the radio station, get half a Dublin city screaming that this man is
yeah, you're the only one screaming. You're the only one screaming. Relax there. The fact of the matter is that we were contacted by a number of listeners. Now, I have to tell you...
obviously gay people.
I have to tell you, at this moment, you're the only... there is nobody... calling us to say that it is discrimination. Most people are agreeing.
Well, I just heard somebody on there a few minutes ago saying it was.
There was one a while ago, yes. But at this moment, every call ringing in is saying that it is his right. Everybody ringing in right now.
It is his right. It's 100% his right. And anybody to tell him any differently is breaking the law.
Okay, there was a case, Darren, there was a case in Belfast about 2 years ago where...
That's irrelevant to the Republic of Ireland.
No, but you just listen to me for a second. There was a shop in Belfast that refused to make a wedding cake for a same-sex couple, okay? And they got ruled against in the courts up north because they are providing a service and they should not discriminate against people based on their sexual orientation. Now...
That's completely different.
No, but hang on.
They made it obvious in their refusal to make the cake that they were refusing to make it on sexual...
On religious grounds. Yes.
That's what they did. This man didn't do that.
He has. He told us on the phone.
It doesn't say anything in the ad that he doesn't want gay people. If somebody rings up and he says, "Sorry, are you in a gay relationship?" And that person says, "Yeah," and he says, "Well, I'm sorry, but I don't want to get involved with." He's not breaking any laws. He has that right. He can turn around and say, "I don't want to speak to you if I don't want to." And whether or not you're gay is irrelevant.
All right, hang on there for 1 second, Darren. You need to take a deep breath, okay? Relax there.
What's annoying me the most about this whole thing is everybody's on the bandwagon. It's everywhere. It's on the bandwagon. Any excuse whatsoever, anybody can find
Hang on there for a second.
We all know that it's gay. The gay people of the world have been here for millions and millions of years, and we've all known that. We've all grown to accept it. Years and years ago, I have tenants, and they're not the first tenants that were in a same-sex relationship that I've had. I've had loads of them over the years. I've never evicted anybody. I've never asked any of them to move out. I've never refused any of them to be tenants. To me, I don't care who you are, what you do, who you're going out with, where you're from in the world. As long as you look after my property.
Okay,
but
that's fine, that's you. But you defend that landlord's right to have whoever he wants in his own property.
No, I'm not ringing up to say I'm defending anybody's rights to have... I'm saying I'm defending that landlord's right to make his own decisions on his property.
Yes, that's what I said, yeah. Okay, hang on there for 1 second. Hang on. Stephen, you're on 98FM. How are you, Stephen? Hello, Stephen? Hello, who's on line four? Can you hear me? Hello. No, I don't know what he's
doing. Would that be me?
That's you, yes. What's your name?
Oh, sorry, my name is David.
David. Oh, sorry about that, David. I do apologise. Can't get the staff. What did you want to say, David?
No, don't worry about it. Look, I don't know why this guy is so wound up. I'm gay. I rent a place. If you want to rent a place from somebody and they don't want to take you in, move on. Get a different place. You know, you don't want to be in a place where nobody wants you. Now, the reality of the issue is that it is discrimination, you know, in a way or another. If you do not want somebody in your place because of sexual orientation or religious beliefs, it is discrimination. And there are laws that protect people from that.
So even
I mean,
though,
right.
So hang on, even though you're a gay man yourself, you
yeah.
don't see a problem with this man specifically saying he doesn't want gay couples in his premises.
I don't have a problem with people having the right to choose whether they rent or not to somebody.
Okay.
Now, whether that's discrimination or not,
but if that decision is made based on the sexual orientation of somebody,
then that's discrimination.
Yes, this is exactly the point of this conversation, Stephen. Like, hello, knock, knock. Come in.
No. Wait a minute.
This man renting this property, hang on, this man renting this property has said a male-female couple only. If you're a same-sex couple, he doesn't say this in the advert, but when we rang him, he said he does not want same-sex couples in his premises. Now, that is discrimination, without a shadow of a doubt, but you don't seem to have a problem as a gay man with that man making that choice.
Wait a minute, I have a problem with discrimination of any kind. What I'm trying to say here is that as a gay person, if I see an advert like that, I just don't waste my time trying to ring up the guy and be like, "Oh, why don't you want to rent to me?"
Okay, that's, so you're basically agreeing with Darren. Move on, build a bridge, get over it.
Basically.
Yeah, basically. Okay, all right. And one last call, Dan. You're on Dublin's 98 FM. How are you, Dan?
How are you, Adrian?
Good, Dan. What did you want to say?
I can look to speak to Darren, is that okay, is it?
As long as he doesn't shout, I have a bit of a headache from him, but yeah, go on, Dan.
Darren.
Yeah.
Hello. I'm in a situation the last 12 months, sleeping in a car through an accident, I'm disabled, not just on the disability, right? And I'm trying to get rent a place, right? And everywhere I go to, no rent allowance. And it's no fault of my own, I got a smack of a lorry. I was in the right. Time I got the landlord, no, because he thinks everything. So, you're saying you'd rent to everybody, this and that. It's hard to believe. I find that hard to believe.
I'll give you an example. The couple, the same-sex couple that are renting off me for the last 10 years, okay? One of them is on rent allowance. The other one works. So did that answer your question? I signed his 2013 rent allowance agreement for the social welfare about 2 months ago. I've been doing it every year for the last 10 years. Now, does that answer your question there?
No, it only came out in 2015.
No, the point that I'm making to you is, I have no problem renting to anybody. All I want is my place kept clean and my rent paid. I don't care who you are, where you're from, what you're doing. I don't give a shit. I've had prisoners in my house. I've had people released from prison and asked me could they move into my property as part of that TR conditions. And I've given them rent allowance and I've let them do it. I don't care who you are or where you're from in the world or what you've done on anybody.
But
you knock on my door, you're the same person as anybody else.
But fundamentally, you still agree with that man's right to make a decision himself as to who he has in his own property?
The people have jumped on the bandwagon here simply because of what he written his ass, and he's fully entitled to. Let's not forget there's still 2 million people in this country that voted no.
It wasn't 2 million.
Well, 37% of 5.5 million
but there wasn't many voted. It was a little bit different.
Well, we can assume that it was up to 2 million. It was 47%.
It was 37.
So it was a couple of million.
It was over a million anyway. I'll give you the exact figure. 734,300 voted no.
Well, there you go. 743,000 people have the right to decide who they let in and out of their property. And if anybody wants to take the man to court then and try and get a judge to force that man to rent his property to that person, I'd love to see that court case.
Indeed. Thank you very much indeed, Darren. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Stephen. Thank you, all of you, for your calls. You're listening to 98 FM's Dublin Talks. Oh, actually, sorry. I'm just being told that the wording has been changed on the ad. And what's the wording now say? Oh, that line is now gone. It just says, what does it just say? Available to rent. Okay, so that line, which can clearly be seen as discrimination, where it said male, female couple only, that's now gone, apparently. The ad has been edited and changed. There you go. It was worth talking about. This is 98 FM's Dublin Talks. I'm Adrian Kennedy. On the way after the break, a very brave lady who has spoken out against something hideous that happened to her, and she believes that more women need to speak out. You can hear this horrific story straight after the break.
98FM's Dublin Talks. Get on it now.
Call 6797-981.
We all have that friend that didn't get their act together in time to get a ticket for Body and Soul. Or is this you? Fear not. Vodafone Centre Stage is here. Check out 98fm.com/centrestage right now for your chance to win tickets to Body and Soul. Make summer your festival with Vodafone Centre Stage and only with Dublin's best music mix. 98FM.
Health tips with Medifarm Pharmacies.
Hi, this is Dara, pharmacist from Medifarm on Frederick Street. Summer's here, but even if it's not sunny, we need to protect our skin from stronger UV rays. Children tend to be outdoors a lot, so it's important to protect their skin. A high protection factor, like Caldison Kids Factor 50, an award-winning formula, is vital to prevent burning, sun damage, and skin cancers. From the makers of Caldison, Caldison is available at our three Medifarm stores and medifarm.ie.
The Irish Classic and Vintage Motor Show is back at Terenure College on Sunday, July 2nd, with over 1,400 classic cars on view, plus the new Audi R8 Spider, the only one in the country. A fun day out for all the family. We have market stalls, food courts, a kids' activity zone, and this year we're supporting 21-year-old Emma Norton's fight against cancer. If you can't make it to the show, please donate on helpemmabeatitfund.ie. The Irish Classic and Vintage Motor Show, July 2nd from 11 to 6, with thanks to AXA Insurance. For tickets, visit irishjagclub.ie.
This is Professor Reginald with further findings on human cleverness. Clever humans save by going straight to Energia for Ireland's cheapest dual fuel bundle. Meanwhile, the less clever humans are trying to save, with your I'll do it myself, resulting in one home head shave.
Oh
dear, a mullet, is that what you call that? Be a clever human. Go to Energia for Ireland's cheapest dual-fuel bundle.
Switch to energia.ie.
Savings based on our standard unit rates. Terms and conditions apply. See energia.ie.
What could be the nicest way to spend your day? Well, spending it at Liffey Valley, of course. With over 80 stores, you can immerse yourself in all the latest fashions. And even though you've come for the style, why not stay for the food? In our new Western Plaza, packed with the most tantalising restaurants. Make the most of your free time and treat yourself at Liffey Valley. Liffey Valley. Shop, eat, drink, experience. It's the little things that make the difference. See liffeyvalley.ie for details.
Switch to 3, and for a limited time only, you can get the brand new Samsung Galaxy S8 for an unbelievable €49. Was €229. More to see with an incredible infinity display and infinite ways to make the most of it with all-you-can-eat data, all calls and texts on our unlimited plan. Available in your local 3 store. New customers only. 24-month minimum term and direct debit required. Fair usage applies to calls and texts. All-you-can-eat data, ROI only. C3.ie.
Grayson Harvey Motors, your Mitsubishi dealer in Dunleary for 31 years, are delighted to announce €4,000 scrappage or 1.9% finance on the highly rated Mitsubishi Outlander 7-seater. So why not drop by our showroom today, and I, Joe Harvey, or Owen Curry, will be delighted to show you through the Mitsubishi Outlander, now with €4,000 scrappage or 1.9% finance. Remember, for all things Mitsubishi, it has to be Grayson Harvey Motors, Last Hill Road, Dunleary, 280291 or graceharvey.ie.
The voice of the city.
98FM's Dublin Talks.
If my friend hadn't burst in, I don't think I would have lived. That was the words of a lady called Dominique Meehan, who has spoken out and said she didn't realise what was happening when Keith Hearn locked her in a room. She thought it was a sick joke at first, but it was far from just a sick joke. Dominique Meehan is a lady who has waived her right to anonymity after Keith Hearn was sentenced to 12 years in jail at the Central Criminal Court in Dublin. Dominique could have maintained her right to privacy, could have not been in the newspapers and on the radio, but has chosen to speak out. Dominique, you're very welcome to 98FM.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Dominique, you have my utmost admiration for the bravery in waiving your right to anonymity, which you have as a victim of rape. What made you decide to speak publicly after this case?
Honestly, it was pure, unadulterated anger.
I couldn't believe something like that could happen in my convention community. So I was not letting Keith Hearn get away with any of this.
And indeed he didn't. He was sentenced to 12 years. The judge said it could have been up to 15, but he sentenced him to 12. Not a great sentence, but take us back, Dominique, if you will. And I was interested in seeing some of the interviews that you've given and some of the newspaper articles and whatever, that you literally live day to day since what happened to you. So take me back to 2015, when you happened to come in contact with this disgusting man, Keith Hearn.
I was getting the screening room ready, but unfortunately Windows updates got me. So I had to set up the projector all over again.
This was at a gaming convention.
Yes, it was at a gaming, anime, comics, and gaming convention called ArcadeCon.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. The projector wasn't working for me, so I was asking the other people in the room if they had any tips for me, because at the time I wasn't all that tech savvy. So there was a young 14-year-old girl there, and Keith Hearn sitting at the back of the room. Keith Hearn offered help and was standing just a little bit too close to me.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl had no tips. And eventually, after about 10 minutes of trying, I decided to call it short and I'll go ask one of the techies that were on staff at the convention. The young girl left first, and Keith Hearn, as I was walking up to the door, he locked me in. And,
okay, so this is kind of a meeting room, and after the girl left, he locked the door.
Yeah, I was walking up to the door, and I could see him standing at the door with it open. So I was like, "Excuse me," and he slammed the door and had a smile on his face. And I was like, "This isn't funny. Let me out." And he sort of started walking towards me. I was backing up. I realized what was happening. And I started screaming, but unfortunately, it being the screening room, there would be movies on all day. Anyone outside could have thought it was just a movie. So people had to notice me missing for people to come looking for me.
And did nobody knock at the door trying to get back into this meeting room, or how long did this go on for?
To me, it felt like hours. But I think it was only about 20 minutes to half an hour. People did knock on the door, but every time they did, he would tell me to shut up and remind me that he could break my neck, remind me that he had a knife in his bag.
Now, this guy, Keith Hearn, obviously, you're in the same room together. You've obviously got the same interest in that you were at ArcadeCon. Mm-hmm. But had you any knowledge of him before this point?
With the convention scene, there are about the same 2,000 people that attend all the conventions around the country.
I know, but so it wouldn't be possible to know all 2,000, would it?
Yeah, but you would know their faces, because you'd see them all the time. I used to go to 3 or 4 conventions a year, and I knew his face from my first convention back in 2009.
Okay, but you wouldn't have known him. Would you have known him on a first name basis?
No, I didn't know his name at all until actually my first court date.
Was the first time that you found out his name?
Yeah.
Okay, so he locks this door in a meeting room. Whereabouts was this, by the way?
It was in Blanchardstown Crown Plaza Hotel.
Okay, right. So you had a meeting room hired. He locked the door. He viciously raped you, threatened to kill you, told you he could break your neck. And eventually, somebody came and somebody eventually stopped it. Tell me how this whole thing ended.
My friend burst into the room, or my friend unlocked the door, to see if he could find me in there.
Right, so unlocked the door from the outside, obviously.
Yeah, so with a key card.
So there must have been a bit of panic on the outside of this room, with people wondering what's going on inside.
No, there was no one there apart from my friend.
Right.
People just couldn't hear me. So he opened the door.
Sorry, Dominique, had he such control over you that you couldn't scream and shout?
Yeah, he did, yeah. The first maybe 10 minutes I was screaming, but then he told me he had a knife, so I kept quiet.
And the shock of this whole story is that the court was told that during the trial that he had brought a rape kit containing a prop knife, condoms, and handcuffs, also warning you that he could break your neck.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about this kit until April 24th. I knew he had condoms, and he only told me about the knife. I didn't hear anything, or I didn't see a knife at any point. But when I asked the Gardaí, after I gave my statement, did he have a knife? And they said, yeah. I was like, right. I was right to stay quiet then. He might have murdered me.
Now, like you said, your friend eventually got into the room. What happened? Did he run, or was he arrested, or what was the sequence of events after that?
My friend opened the door and saw Keith Hearn running towards the door to shut it. I screamed my friend's name. I was naked from the waist down. Keith Hearn shut the door again, but my friend unlocked it and burst into the room and just rugby tackled him, took him down. I've never been so lucky to have that friend there.
And what happened to Hearn then? Did he run, or was he...
No, my friend, fortunately, is a black belt in karate, so my friend had him grand, but I was at the back of the room, and I was not with myself. I was in complete shock. I was sobbing, so it took my friend a while to get through to me, and he was saying, call the guards, call the ambulance, call fucking everyone, excuse my language, it was... Then I ran to my phone, which I had dropped during the attack. He made me drop it. So when I moved past them, he made a grab for me again. And I called the guards and pulled on my trousers. At this point, there were people trying to get in because they'd heard the commotion. Mm. I pulled on my trousers and I got out of the room as fast as I could and waited for the guards to come.
And was he arrested then, there and then?
Yes, he was, yeah.
Okay. What made you, and I mean, listening to this, this guy sounds like a complete freak, carrying around a rape kit. I never even knew such a thing existed.
Neither did I.
So this guy had intended to do this to somebody. Do you know if it was you he specifically was planning to rape, or was it just somebody?
I think it was just somebody.
And you just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Exactly. I think if I had left the room first, it would have been that 14-year-old girl.
Wow. Sentencing him, Judge McCarthy said that 15 years was an appropriate starting point, with the accused guilty plea being the only mitigating factor in his sentence, and he gave him 12 years. What made you decide, Dominique, to come out publicly? Because he got 12 years, he was going down for what he did, nothing you say publicly is going to make any difference to that. So why did you decide to speak publicly?
Because I need to make sure that he can't... The main and the first reason I had was I can't have him going back to the convention community as if he was just on holiday. That would not sit well with me.
Okay, so he could have gone to prison without ever being named and then released in maybe 9 years and just get back on with his life and say he was in Australia for 12 years.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And after that, it was really just... I started looking up statistics. Like, it's 1 in 4 women and 1 in 33 men who are raped. And I couldn't... Those statistics are shocking. They're terrifying.
They absolutely are, yeah. Dominique, I'm out of time, but I said at the very start of this interview, you have my utmost admiration for the bravery it has taken to speak so publicly about such an awful attack and such an awful incident. But you're right. That guy has now been named and shamed and photographed and identified, and he will not be able to get out of prison in 9 years' time and just toddle on with his life.
Exactly.
He has been, and that took bravery on your part, and you have my utmost admiration, Dominique. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us here at 98FM, and
Thank you. And
I wish you the very best of luck with everything in the future. Happy in the knowledge that that scumbag is locked away.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dominique. Bye. There you are. Brave lady. She really is. That's Dominique Meehan. This is 98FM's Dublin Talks. That's it from us for today. Thanks for joining us. If you want to contact us, dublintalks@98fm.com. Facebook, Adrian Kay and Jeremy D on Facebook.
98FM. This is 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Weekdays from 10 a.m. on 98FM.